Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stand. Manchester United 1, Arsenal 1. There's a big debate going on in the live chat about who should be man of the match. Get involved in your player ratings. Links in the video description or in the live chat. We'll talk about that in a bit. But first of all, look, I tell you what, big man of the match award should be going to the fans who were at the protest today. Thousands of them there. Big statement. Did it make a difference? Well, look, Sir Jim Ratcliffe was laughing in the first half, so I don't think they give a shit about the United fans at all. But that's not breaking news. It's still a step. It's still something. And massive shout out to everybody who got involved in that. But the game itself, I wasn't interested in. Who cares? But fair play to Man United. They actually made me care. I didn't care about this game before it. I wasn't bothered. And in the second half, I felt engaged. And people, this... Look... Can't start a fire without a spark. Sociedad is the game on Thursday. That's the game I'm interested in. We should have won that game, but we're not going to get... I think we're 8 points off 10th place. We're not getting top. Even if we go on an amazing winning run between now and May, we're not getting in the top half. The Premier League dead. It doesn't really matter. What matters is momentum. And actually, I feel that there is momentum from that game because the chances we missed were actually chances created. And that is a positive, and we'll dissect those in a minute. But let's talk about the system, because we still regularly get, Amrin needs to change his system. Nah, Amrin needs to change his system. Why does he need to change his system? What we know about these players, and we saw it in the first half, 32% possession. These low IQ players love parking the bus and living on moments. And in the first half, we parked the bus, did absolutely nothing. Our only shot on target was the free kick, and we're winning 1-0 at half-time. Ollie ball. They bloody love it. They hate having the ball. They hate creating chances. They hate playing against low blocks. But park the bus and counter, they bloody love it. And there we are, 1-0 at half-time. So the system change that people talk about is such a bloody myth. It's not... We don't need to change the formation. The system changes within the formation. So it's a 3-4-3, but it can also be a 5-4-1. And this is what we've been saying for weeks. There's nothing wrong with Amrin's formation, and his system is adaptive. This is why we beat Man City. This is why we didn't get beat by Liverpool in January. This is why we knocked Arsenal out of the cup in January. And this is why we've just not been beaten by the second best team in England. Because what happens with Amrin's formation is that it's adaptable, dependent on the opposition. So all this chat about Amrin needs to change his formation or system basically highlights those people as low IQ moron pundits, because we've already seen it this season. Sometimes it's a 3-4-3 and we're struggling to break down a low block and it's painful. And sometimes it's a back five with two holding midfielders and we're ridiculously hard to break down. And today, Arsenal did nothing. We made one criminal mistake and then they scored a goal. But we had the game in our hands. Look, the same as Sociedad. We should have beat Sociedad and we should have beaten Arsenal. The fact that we've drawn, we're still unbeaten, but we should be sat on 2 wins. So you've got to take the positives out of that, because if we learn the mistakes, we're really hard to beat. Oh, you know what? All these prats saying we're going to get beat 4 or 5 nil. Never going to get beat 4 or 5 nil. We've got a really, really good defence, and Arsenal have got haven't got a good attack. And look, man of the match for me might be De Ligt, might be Mazraoui, could be Bruno, you know, but that defence is actually good. And De Ligt has played really well recently, and Mazraoui, to be fair, but the system works fine. What I will concede is system, style of play. Style of play may not be palatable, may not be great, but the system works. We're so hard to break down when you're playing a back five. And we've seen it numerous times this season. And you know, I saw something this week. I think it was like 4-4-2 or some bollocks. And they were on about, this is why he needs to change his system. And I'm like, it's nearly the middle of March and we've lost 3 games since January the 1st. We're unbeaten in 5 games. Why does he need to change his system? He doesn't need to change anything. Like, we should have won that game today. And look, Rasmus, there was some joke in the chat, but if I'm ever, somebody in the chat said this, so I can't claim it. They said, if I'm ever sentenced to death by firing squad, I hope Rasmus is firing the bullets. And look, life without banter is nothing. And I'm not going to not mention that because it is banter. But the reality is we should have won that game. Raya makes a fantastic save from Xerxes and Bruno and Mazraoui. So we had 3 brilliant saves from Raya. And obviously Rasmus should have just got that shot off. And, you know, he's got to get it. If he wants to take a touch, he's got to take it away from Rice. The fact that he pulls it that way, look, you can overanalyze that. He should get the shot off. But we've had 3-4 winning chances and we've drawn 1-1. Now, I'd have took a point against Arsenal. I didn't really care about this game in the sense that I'd have happily took a point, but I'm actually sat here going, we should have won. I'm not moaning about it. I'm not moaning about Sociedad. It is what it is. We're having a shit season, but we should have won both those games. So I'm not gonna subscribe to the view that everything's bad and everything's negative. Like, we should have won the last 2 games and we should have won that game. And more importantly, yeah, we've missed chances. We should have won that game. There's no uncertainty about that. There's no Arsenal fans can't say anything. Their man of the match was Raya. We should have won that game. Absolutely, categorically should have won that game. But more importantly, yes, we should have scored our chances. But also, we really should be kicking ourselves because their goal was a good finish by Declan Rice. You can't blame Onana. But how many goals over the last 4 years have we conceded from not marking midfielders on the edge of the box? Last season at the Emirates, Odegaard scored a similar goal. This is criminal to me, that. And look, we've spoken about the chances missed. They are criminal, of course. But I just think you do... I feel so sorry for the likes of De Ligt and Mazraoui and Lindelof and Heben and the defenders, because they're a back five doing their job. And when it goes to the edge of the box and someone shoots, they can't, you know, the centre-backs can't be marking the edge of the box. So you're looking at, where's Garnacho, where's Bruno, where's Casemiro, where's Xerxes, where's Eriksen? And Casemiro and Bruno are closer to our centre-backs than they are to the edge of the box. And you can't do that. You can't, you've got to mark the edge of the box. And I don't know why issues in this football club seem to transcend managers. Like, we have issues that just we can't put a good cross into the box. We don't pick up the runners. We don't mark the edge of the box for cutbacks. And I've seen that goal so many times. It was bloody frustrating because that was all Arsenal did in the whole game. And we had so many chances to win it. So I think Arsenal, very lucky to get a point. But honestly, our season is Thursday night. And if anybody's getting over the top about anything, I'd just be a little bit careful, because I don't want to be next Friday in the middle of March knowing our season doesn't start again till August. Like, we've got to keep this season alive. And as frustrating as it was to concede that penalty in Spain, and as frustrating as it is to concede... I mean, why is Declan Rice man of the match? Who the bloody hell has given Declan Rice man of the match? What a load of arse! What a load of arse! Oh my God! Declan Rice! Mr. Ben! What the bloody hell's going on here? Ow, ow! How is he man of the match? You're having a nut! You're having a nut! You're having a laugh! How is he man of the match? If there's any man of the match for Arsenal, it's Raya. He's just pulled off three bloody worldies. Oh my Christ. Man of the match? Man of the match? What a load of shit. What's Dalit been doing, playing golf? My God. The mainstream media is absolute shite. Declan Rice, man of the match. What game are you watching? No way is he man of the match. Ray has pulled off three worldies. Knobheads. Anyway, not that I'm bothered. But look, yeah, I want to take the positives. I want to take the positives. I can't overestimate how big the game is on Thursday. But hopefully what today's game does is put to bed the system and formation chat, which I know frustrates many of you, and it certainly frustrates me. There's nothing wrong with Amrim's system, and it is actually really adaptable. It's just idiots can't see it. And today we basically played a 5-4-1 at times, and we shut Arsenal down and we countered. And these players love sit back and moments, and it worked. We can't do that on Thursday. We've got to be more on the front foot. But what I do like, and I want to focus on the positives, because we've got to play our part. We have to play our part between now and Thursday. We can't be the negative ones. We've got to play our part and get behind this team. And what I did like about today is that when you look at the Rasmus chance, Casemiro wins the ball high up, plays him in. When you look at the Bruno chance, I think that was a cross and Bruno gets the shot off. When you look at the Mazraoui chance, that's a cross from Dalot and he gets on the end of that. When you look at the Xerxes cross, that comes from a Garnacho cross. So the fact that we've created four or five good chances today bodes well for Thursday. And I think that's a real positive because we've got to find a way. And you know what, as well, I was sort of thinking about this before I went live. It's not pretty and it's definitely not what Amrim wants to do, but that system is hard to score against. It really is hard to score against when you use it like that. And we're going to have to grind our way to whatever we're going to achieve this season. And the only thing we can achieve is the Europa League. So I just think, is there a way for us to do it? I don't know. Prathurst at it again, says Andy Cheatham. I don't know what he's done. Let me know what he's done. How many times? Naan Breads, Morris and Isaac, thank you very much for all the nicknames for Rasmus Højlund. As I said, I'm not getting involved in it. I've said he's had a bad game today. I've said he's missed a chance. I want to focus on the positives. If you want to go and have a rant about United and come up with nasty names for players, I'm sure there are outlets out there. But I wasn't massively interested in this game today. The players got me interested in the second half. I'm thinking about Thursday. I don't actually see the relevance of slagging off players today when our season's all about Thursday. We should have won today. We should have won last Thursday. There is no striker that we can bring in before Thursday. And whilst I agree he should have scored the goal, I really don't get the point in slagging off a player ahead of our season game on Thursday when Obi Martin can't play on Thursday and Xerxes better in behind. So you tell me somebody we can play up front on Thursday and I'll have that conversation. But I don't really see the point. It's an irrelevant league game where we've drawn, where we should have won. And all I'm thinking about is Thursday. So, you know, Garnacho was my man of the match, says George. Non-stop creating situation. I think this is an interesting one for the player ratings about Garnacho, actually. Arsenal and Liverpool both said they're going to destroy us, yet we're the ones feeling disappointed after the game, says Tarin. Look, there's nothing wrong with this system. It's hard to break down. I thought Heaven looked really assured, says Andy. Yes, I agree. Do you think Amrim should play this defensive to get results in the league and Europa, pressure off him to maybe get the summer, says Edward. I don't think we can play like this against Sociedad. I think this is the problem. I've seen a few people making a very good point like you that should we play like this against Sociedad? But we can't play a back five and sit back against Sociedad because they don't score many goals. It depends on the opposition. At Sociedad, we're going to have to go on the home to Sociedad, we're going to have to go on the front foot. They don't score goals. We can't sit back like we did against Arsenal. But again, I think in certain games, it's a useful thing to do. But Amrim's always said that. Heaven was man of the match, says Tiz. I think we need Anthony back, says Lucas. Thoughts on Heaven? Thought he played well, says George. Normally, I'd be mad at these players for bottling it, but they showed real fight today. How did we not win, says Ash? Yeah, focus on the positive. I like that. Mazraoui was there in defence and attack. He's underappreciated by the fans. No, he's not, Alan. I think we've consistently said Mazraoui's been a really good signing. Injury-free as well, says Duda. Thank you very much. Right, let's do the player ratings, marking every player out of 10, 6 being the average. Let me go with that. You can register for this by the link in the live chat or through the video description.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Just while I'm doing that, though, I'm just going to have a quick check on something because somebody just told me something about something. So I just want to check it and see if we can bring it into the show. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. Okay, so yeah, somebody said Luckhurst in the Manchester United is a prat. Yeah, I think it's because he gave Lindelof a 5, Mazraoui an 8, and Dalit a 6. Mate, that's what you call agenda, isn't it? This is why we do player ratings. That's just one strange individual with multiple agendas who can't mask them, whereas this is done by thousands and thousands of you. Okay, I would give Onana a... What would I give Onana today? I'd probably give him a 6.5. Oh, okay. I've been a little bit generous. I don't think Onana did... Look, I mark players on individual games. This is not about what I think should happen or shouldn't happen. I thought that he made some decent... I mean, look, Maybe 6.5 is a bit generous, but certainly a 6. I don't think anything... I mean, look, if Martinelli had scored that goal and been onside, I'd have marked him down for it. But he's never not going to palm it into danger, is he? And he didn't really make us any mistakes. And I thought he made a couple of good saves as well. So I'm comfortable with a 6.5. I am. Lindelof, for me, would have to be a 6.5 as well. I mean, why would he be below average? I think Lindelof needs to leave, 100%. He's had his time. I know what he is. But in the context of today, where we needed as many rotational players as possible and we didn't have any, he came in and did a good job. I'd give him a 6.5. I don't think he did anything wrong. We defended really well, and he was part of that. Dalit, for me, would be my man of the match and a 7.5. I think that to not acknowledge the organisational skills of Dalit and the leadership that he brings at the back would be idiotic. I think he's been ridiculously consistent for weeks. He was definitely the organiser at the back. I could see him talking to Casemiro and Bruno as well. He won most of the ball, puts his body on the line all the time. Another 90 minutes after another 90 minutes on Thursday, I thought he was fantastic. So he's my man of the match, 7.5. A future captain, potentially, yes. Yoro, I think probably a 6 because he was doing okay, but I think he got injured quite early and he was hobbling around a lot. So probably just a 6 off at half time. Mazraoui, definitely a 7 for me. very strong performance, Mr. Consistent. But I think he thrives in a games like this. And I thought he was imperious in his performance and definitely a man of the match contender as well. I just give De Ligt the nod for the leadership. But yeah, very, very good performance from him. Why have we not done De Ligt? Oh, here he is. Okay, that's okay. It's just that he's a bit later. Casemiro, 6.5 for me. Again, last couple of games, come in, done a job, steady. Yeah, defensively, sit in front of the back four and do your job. That's what we wanted him to do. I think Casemiro gets into more trouble when we've got to be a bit more attacking and he starts joining the attack and then his legs can't get back. But in these types of games, sitting in front of the back four, you don't really notice the lack of legs. So I think he did quite well. So I'd give him a 6.5. Bruno, 7, man of the match contender, certainly. The free kick was very good. He was very unlucky on the second goal. Disciplined. I mean, look, I think one of him and Casemiro's got to take responsibility for the Declan Rice goal, but Bruno's not a midfielder. I mean, we are putting square pegs in round holes, and a number 10 learning how to mark people on the edge of the box, it might be beyond him, I don't know. But he might not be the one responsible for that. All I'm saying is somebody's responsible, but certainly a man of the match contender. The free kick was fantastic and it was a good performance from Bruno. De Ligt, I would be happy just to give him a 6. I thought it was average, which is better than what he has done for weeks. He put a good cross into Mazraoui, where we nearly scored. Look, it was better than he has been. I think giving him a 5 is a little bit harsh because he was definitely better than he has been. There were still mistakes. I mean, there were still mistakes, but I don't think it was a bad performance from De Ligt. And maybe I'm trying to just give him a little bit of something, but a lot of people in the chat are saying he was awful, but I would give him an average 6. Garnacho, for me, is the hardest one of the game. It really frustrated me at the end. Like, he can play Collier in. We're on the attack. We should be winning the game. And I think that's just what I mean about young players, is that it's, will he learn? Yes. In 2 years, he's only 22. But it's the last couple of minutes of the game. You've carried the ball really well. You've got Collier in the box on the left-hand side. He's not going to be able to score from there, but he's got space to keep the attack going. And you shoot dead centre on your left foot over the bar. And I just thought, that's got to stop. This is the Premier League. And shooting from there, where you've got less than a 10% chance of scoring, when you've got a 95% chance of giving the pass to Collier, that's growing up. And that was frustrating. But on the other hand, I think he was a lot better than he was on Thursday. And I'm sort of like, I can't give him a 7. But I am going to give him a 6.5. I do think he was the brightest spark in our attack because he can actually run with it. And I'm not going to mark him down because he had a shot at the end over the bar, because that's the 20-year-old inexperience that needs to change. But I think he will learn. I think he has to learn. But I think overall his game was a lot better, 6.5. Eriksen, very difficult game for Eriksen. I'm not surprised by the 5.6. I mean, the game, you know what the positive about Eriksen was, is the fact that we could play Eriksen, who is probably not a first teamer, and put 11 players out without playing a kid. I think that it didn't suit him. Defensively, he's not really about that. Offensively, it was on the break. He hasn't got the legs for that. So it really wasn't a game that suited Eriksen at all. Like, park the bus and counter at pace. That just doesn't fit in with any of his strengths. So, what I will say is he did a job for the team, didn't he? So I'd give him an average 6. Xerxes first half was probably a 5 because he's in the graveyard shift. Nothing's going on. Second half, until he came off, I think his game got a lot better. He was very unlucky not to score with the flick. I don't know whether he could have took it on his front foot, on his right foot, but he was very unlucky with that, and he came into the game a little bit more. I want to see him back next to Garnacho on Thursday night, because Eriksen in that role didn't really work that well, and Xerxes just gives us a little bit more flair. I'd like to see Xerxes and Garnacho picking the ball up against Sociedad, I think he will be back there on Thursday, so I'd give him a 6. Heaven, 6.5. I mean, I think you're throwing him into a game where he's only come in January. You're throwing him into a game where you're parking the bus effectively. He was very, very effective. He settled in really quickly. I mean, I think this is a really interesting signing for Manchester United. It sort of came from nowhere. Didn't know what to expect. And at the moment, he looks really good. So, yeah, 6.5 for me. Collier came on, did a good job. I'd give him a 6. Certainly, it's good to have him back. And he's a player that gives us options and legs. He put a very good cross into Rasmus, who I'm just watching it now. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't think that was a definite goal scoring chance. But Rasmus for me, 5. Yeah, a 5. People are probably being a little bit over harsh. Declan Rice did make a good tackle, but he's got to get that out of his body away from Rice and get the shot off. The second one, I think, is probably harder to score. But, you know, there is no other option on Thursday. I choose to be positive based on the result and the fact that we need to win on Thursday. I think once Thursday's out of the way, we'll know more about what this season is, but the options are limited. We don't have anybody else. And I think the signs are good. I think the signs are good from Sociedad and today that we're creating chances, which is something that we've always moaned about. And we actually are creating chances in the last two games. And the key is we're unbeaten in our last 5 games. We've got a must-win game on Thursday. And that's where my focus is. Amrim today, look, in the circumstances, I can't give him anything else other than a 7. We were the better team. We should have won the game. And probably for the second game in a row, Amrim managed to win and we masterminded a draw. And I said that on Thursday against Sociedad. The coach did coach a win. We masterminded a draw. It's as simple as that. Rain Kings is avoiding the Rasmus talk again. I mean, it's not the Rasmus Højlund show, mate. And we spoke about it for about 3 minutes at the start of the show and did a player rating. So he's had about 5 minutes in a show that's been, 20 minutes long. So I think we have had the talk, definitely had the talk. I think the talk you want, you'll probably find somewhere else, because I ain't going to be toxic and I ain't going to be negative about this team today. I gave the lower 6. I'm not. The game... you do you, I'll do me, and we'll find out where we are. But Thursday, for my mental health, is so important. I do not want to be in the middle of March, feeling like I did before this game today, knowing that that's it till August. There's nothing to care about. I want to win on Thursday, and I think I and you have a responsibility to have a part to do with that. And I don't want to be negative about a game that we should have won, because it's all about Thursday. And I said that in the preview, and I'll say it again now. Amrim said it was about survival. I think we did more than survive. I think we got a point. We didn't get beat. And also, we deserved to win. And I don't think many people were predicting that. Man of the match, Bruno. Well, I can't argue with you. You lot went for Bruno. I disagree. I think Mazraoui or Delit deserved it more. But the goal, probably... was the thing that tipped it over the scales. De Ligt got 24% of the vote and Mazraoui got 22% of the vote. So Bruno was out there to win it. So smash a like on the video if you agree with that from Bruno. But I see a lot of people in the chat being really negative. And you know what? I get it. The club is a horrible place to be at the moment. But I feel, I wish I could give you what I feel. I know we should have won the game, but the league doesn't mean anything. And Thursday, whether you want it or not, I will be motivated, excited and nervous. That's all I'm bothered about Thursday. I can't comprehend being out of the Europa League on Thursday. I can't comprehend our season being over on Thursday. So that's my focus. And the players need to... deliver on Thursday, and I think I've seen enough in the last two games to believe that we can do that. We're defending well, we're creating chances, we should have won the last two games. Let's make sure we win on Thursday. Anku says, when it's time to criticise, you don't want to be super critical when it comes to foreign players like Bruno Shaw. Mate, you do you, I'll do me. There's plenty of other content out there. I've explained it. I'm not gonna be what you want me to be just because you want to feel like that. Grab a camera, get yourself on TikTok and have a good old scream. You might go viral. But I'm just gonna do me. There are players in that team who need to go. Definitely. I didn't give Anana a bad score. I didn't give the lower score. I've given it based on I'll do my part this week to build towards the game on Thursday. And as for Mark won't criticise Rasmus, you want to listen to these people who keep coming up with this story and ask why small little content creators keep going on about it, because they're jealous of the United stand. I've given him less than 5 for the last 2 months. He should have scored that chance. He's not playing well. But what else are we going to do on Thursday? Obi Martin can't play. So who are you going to play up front? We ain't got anyone else. If Osimhen's coming in on Thursday, happy days. Drop Rasmus. Send him on loan. But we haven't got anybody else. So enjoy the rest of your day. Sad that so many of you are so angry. But you know what? I'll go and have a glass of wine. I'll have a nice hot bath. I'll have a nice tea. I'll see you on the morning show at 10 o'clock. And, you know, I'll look forward to Thursday. I'm sorry that you feel so bad. One thing that did irritate me today, though, and I'll try not to think about it for too long. Sir Jim Radcliffe sat there after 20 minutes smiling and laughing with Omar Berada when thousands of people have just been protesting outside is a worrying thing. That Sir Jim Radcliffe is sat there smiling and laughing when you've got all those people protesting. I mean, if that's not a message of I don't give a fucking shit what you're doing, you're not going to stop me doing what I'm doing. It just shows you the gap between the ownership and the fans and what they really think, that he'll sit there and have a laugh in 4K. But what can we do about that? They literally don't give a shit. Thanks everyone for watching. Player ratings done. Man of the match done. And they're live on the fan forum now. Look, maybe on the fan forum. The fan forum is very different to me. I'm on the fan forum and they might be really ranting and saying, get rid of this shit forever. Never let him play again. Put him in prison. There we go. Get over and see what they've got to say. Get in the live chat and tell them what you want them to say. There we go. Thanks for watching. Take care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.